Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Lech Lecha. This Aliyah has 21 psukim, and in it we continue to hear about the bris, the covenant, the pact that Hashem made with Avraham and with his descendants, the bris milah. All males, when they are 8 days old, will get a bris. In this Aliyah, Sarai's name is changed to Sarah, and Hashem promises Avraham that he will have another son, but this time with Sarah. And the Aliyah and the Parsha end with Avraham giving a bris milah to himself at the age of 99. He also gives a bris to his son Yishmael and to all the males of the household. The Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Nun Hei Piska Dalid tells about an incredible discussion between Yitzchak and Yishmael. We know that in our Aliyah, Avram is told that all males must get a bris milah when they are 8 days old, and this will be a bris between us and Hashem. And then we hear that Avraham indeed circumcises every male in his household, including his son Yishmael, who was 13 years old at the time. And in next week's parsha, when we hear about the birth of Yitzchak, he gets a bris at 8 days old, but Yishmael and our Aliyah gets a bris when he is 13. And the Medrash tells us of an amazing discussion between the two of them. Yishmael said that he is more beloved than Yitzchak because Yishmael got a bris at the age of 13. And Yitzchak said, no, I am more beloved because I got a bris at 8 days old. That's the Medrash. What is the message of the Medrash? And what is the substance of their argument? What are they arguing about? A beautiful explanation is given by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. This is found in Likutei Sichos, in Chelek Chaf Hei. It's on Parshat Vayera in Sicha Gimel. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, if we think about it for a moment, Yishmael's correct. Getting a bris at the age of 13, with all that that entails physically and mentally, it seems to be much greater than getting a bris without your knowledge, against your will. What claim can Yitzchak have? What claim can any of us possibly have? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that we can actually ask another question as well about a bris milah. The Torah says in our Aliyah, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hayta briti bivsarchem livrit olam. My bris, my pact with you, says Hashem, will be a bris olam, will be an eternal bond, an eternal agreement. But how is it possible? How is it possible for a human to make an eternal pact with God? He is eternal, but we're not. And Hashem is stable and He's unchanging, but we're not. We change all the time. We move up, we move down, move around. How can we, mortal and finite, make a pact like that with the immortal and the infinite? The Lubavitcher Rebbe says the following idea. It's an idea that seems subtle, but it is a key to a fundamental understanding of a bris milah. The covenant, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, the covenant that we are activating with a bris milah is not that we put our son or put ourselves into a bris with Hashem, but the other way around. The bris that we are initiating at the command of Hashem is that Hashem, God Himself, is bringing us into a pact with Him. We are doing the action. We're just doing the Maaseh HaMitzvah. And through that, Hashem the Infinite brings us into an infinite pact with Him. We're not making the pact with Him. He is making it with us. And that is why we get a bris milah at 8 days old. If we were the ones creating the pact, then absolutely, we have to wait until we're 13 years old, until the age where we can consent, where we are doing something. And then Yishmael's argument in the Medrash would indeed be stronger than Yitzchak's. But that's exactly the point. It is God who is bringing us into the agreement, not the other way around. Now, the Lubavitcher Rebbe doesn't say the following, but perhaps based on his idea, we can answer another question that has bothered the Mefarshim. The Medrash says that Avraham Avinu kept the entire Torah. The Torah had not yet been given, but Avraham was so pure, so attuned to what God wants from us, that he was able to intuit the entire Torah and keep the entire Torah. But if that's the case, then why didn't Avram give himself a bris milah until our aliyah? Why did he wait until our aliyah, when he's 99 years old, to give himself a bris? I thought he kept the whole Torah. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe's explanation can help us. Yes, Avram kept the whole Torah, but he was not able to do this mitzvah on his own. He needed to be commanded by God to have a bris. He needed to be invited, so to speak, into the covenant with God. It was God who brought Avram into the bris, not the other way around. And therefore, Avram had to wait until the explicit command was given by God, and then he could give a bris milah on himself, and God could invite him, so to speak, into the bris, into the eternal covenant. Have an amazing day. Shabbat shalom, everyone.